Monday, December 18th, 2017. You really can't make this stuff up. It's why I choose to write about it. This morning, following a good night's rest, I awoke with the idea of driving a few passengers before heading to the office. It was a test to see if I could institute the practice into my morning routine because I love driving Uber. As the music of Tamela Mann played in the background, I undertook the hour-long task of getting myself ready for the day. However, it were the words of the song that stopped me in my tracks. Change me, O God, make me more like you. Change me, O God, wash me through and through. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship you. So I'm thinking, while looking upward, is there something to be revealed in this little adventure experiment? By now you know. Anticipating the first passenger of the day always puts me in a hopeful place. Hopeful that whomever the first passenger is, they will set the tone and tenor for the day. Imagine my big chuckle at the God incidents when the app displayed the passenger name, Adam. My first passenger of the day would in fact be the first man of humanity. Onward, as I'm navigating the streets of Eastern Market and Capitol Hill to pick up the first man, because ironically, Adam stakes his residence among the many legislators, staff, lobbyists, and nonprofit workers who call Capitol Hill home. Not so coincidentally, then, he wears a suit and happens to be thin, maybe from worry. He hops into the vehicle while confirming he is Adam. I confirm the drop-off to be correct, and he offers extra confirmation that he's headed to Bible study. You know I'm on the brink now. Adam tells me he's a member of the fledgling congregation at Waterfront Church, D.C., and while his Bible study meets at a coffee shop, the church recently acquired a storefront to worship in. On the drive, we chat about the beauty of Washington, D.C. and the current social climate. We talk about the decline of USA millennials attending church and the groundswell support the African church has seen recently. I mentioned the sage wisdom of my South African auntie Kosi, whom I'd met in London this past August. He mentions having traveled to Swaziland for mission work and the tremendous impact the people and culture have had on him. He further offers that while it was his first trip, his father has gone several times. His father, on all of his visits, teaches cataract removal to regional doctors in Swaziland and does mission work. Adam and his family are from Oklahoma, and his pastor is from Texas. His presence in my car is a reminder that inspiration and God's humor are on full display in this purposeful journey called life. I have to admit, this morning's experiment also has me wondering, will Mary make an appearance in my car before Christmas Eve? God is all around. Have a terrific Tuesday. From the intersection of Pierce and North Capitol Streets in Washington, D.C., this is Word on the Curb.